Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Live from New York, join us as we celebrate three extraordinary hours of exciting family entertainment. Filled with spectacular floats, giant balloons, performances from Broadway's top musicals, and the world's most popular recording artists. Welcome to the nation's great fall classic, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
And welcome to Everything Old is New Again. Happy Thanksgiving from the gang at Everything Old is New Again. And, of course, I'm here with the ever-grateful David Cohen.
Grateful and thankful.
Thankful for the fact that you don't have to sit through 3 hours of the Thanksgiving Day Parade like I have to do with my 3 and 6-year-old, or I attempt to do every year. I don't know. To me, that is one of the most disappointing things. I sit down and I want to have a great time. I want to watch the floats. I want to see these performers and all this. And I hear that promo and I'm all hopped up and I'm ready to go. And then all the kids want to do is, where's the Peanuts balloon? Where's the balloon with Spider-Man? What's going on? And then we've got that, I hate to say it, I don't want to be cruel, but the malarkey of the, I love Broadway, but holy smokes, those Broadway performances are horrible.
Oh, I know.
They seem to pick the wrong song, man, right?
Right.
And,
they,
you know, we could do better is all I'm trying to say with the presentation and the disappointment in my world of the Thanksgiving.
Right. But today we're going to be talking about the good things about Thanksgiving and actually promoting Thanksgiving because, and we'll get into it a little bit later, we both think that there is currently a war on Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
And we don't know why.
Exactly. And, you know, Thanksgiving really should be more of a celebration of back to what it was originally.
Right.
And we'll talk about that too. But today's presentation, it's what? Football and let's go shopping. Come on. There's more to Thanksgiving than that, obviously. And we've drafted a real historian to record for us what really is and should be presented as the first Thanksgiving from 1621.
Year 1621, the Pilgrims held their first Thanksgiving feast. They invited the great Indian chief, Massasoit, who brought 90 of his brave Indians and a great abundance of food. Governor William Bradford and Captain Miles Standish were honored guests. Elder William Brewster said a prayer that went something like this. We thank God for our homes and our food and our safety in a new land. We thank God for the opportunity to create a new world with freedom and justice.
Very good. There he is. He was worth every cent, don't you think?
Linus.
Yeah,
our
Linus.
Spokesperson. Our historian.
Historian. But he wasn't so far off. And that was, that was from 73, the Peanuts Thanksgiving. I think that it's important to acknowledge that we've gone astray a little bit from that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you have experienced the history of Thanksgiving.
Well,
just want everyone to acknowledge that it wasn't what we think. When they were sitting around in 1621, they weren't sitting around. They were standing. They were squatting. They sat on the ground. They were clustered around outdoor fires where they cooked deer or birds over wooden spits. They had some stews there. Yeah, there was Miles Standish and John Alden and Priscilla Mullins. And,
doing puppet shows, things like that. But it was miserable,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. But here's the thing. They arrived, and they were laissez-faire, although they did have the Mayflower Compact, which kind of established the rules of law that just began in the country. But they kind of were laissez-faire, and everybody wants to plant, you plant. You don't want to plant, you don't plant for food and hunt and so forth. So kind of like a socialist environment, and it didn't work. And that's why we needed this Thanksgiving. And thereafter,
people were starving. They were starving.
Rent capitalism, and it works because you're going to plant something, you're going to get a reward for that. Listen, if I was planting or hunting, and the guy next to me was doing nothing, and I got to share with him, I'm not going to hunt anymore. Kind of, you know, like,
right.
I'm going to hide what I found, whatever, or, you know, it's going to affect me. So it's important to know that the Native Americans, as Linus just said, the Massasoit was the chief, and they came over and saw these people dying and dying of hunger. And they came over and are the heroes of this story, came over and shared their bounty with for the first Thanksgiving.
Right. Right. And even though I think a lot of Native Americans today don't really, they're not into Thanksgiving, and a lot of times they protest it, but, you know, that's the stuff that happened after that. But I think that from what we can glean, that was really the intention of the first Thanksgiving. And again, today we're going to talk about most of the positives of.
Oh, just to say that they're the heroes of this story.
They are the heroes.
Should be acknowledged.
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely. But I'm also going to mention another hero, because you call it Thanksgiving. I actually call it Sarah Josepha Hale Day.
Nathan Hale's great-great-grandmother, maybe? I don't know.
I don't know if there's a relationship there.
Right.
But Sarah Josepha Hale was one of the most important women in U.S. history. She was a really famous editor at the time. This was around the time of the Civil War and years before that. She spent about 17 years of her life petitioning five different U.S. presidents to try to get Thanksgiving as a national holiday, right? And it wasn't until that fifth president listened to her after the Civil War ended, Abraham Lincoln, who basically said, you know what, that is a great idea, especially at this time in the country's history. Let's do it. And because of Lincoln, we have the national holiday, but Sarah was responsible not only for getting it as a national holiday, but for other things related to it. She's the one that came up with the concept of having it the third Thursday in November, because it was a good harvest time and other, you know, social things that were happening at the time, made that an important time to hold it. And she's also responsible for you were talking about the pigeons and the deer that mm-hmm. they ate at the first one. We eat turkey, we eat mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, cranberries, mostly because of her. She came up with the whole concept of today's Thanksgiving menu, which is amazing. And lastly, she wrote Mary Had a Little Lamb. Go figure.
Wow. You're surprised that we don't have a lamb leg on the table.
Yeah, that's true.
She was a friend of a lamb. So, well, let's go back. You were saying that Lincoln, in 1863, which actually before the Civil War ended, thought it was time to have this as a national holiday. Doesn't mean we didn't exist as a holiday.
Correct.
Certainly, it was up to the states. It was suggested by the government to take the day off, but whatever day you want. But I want to sort of read, I know, I'll try to make this come alive a little bit, but it's important, I think, to go back to George Washington, October 3rd, 1789, and his proclamation that he suggested this as a holiday. I recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity to peacefully establish a form of government for their safety and happiness, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, and for the civil and religious liberty which we are blessed, and in general for all the great and various favors which he hath been pleased to confer upon us. Now, I those are his words. I've cut out a lot. There's a lot more to it. But bottom line is, can we take a break? This is what George Washington said. Of course, Lincoln affirmed it. Of course, this is what the holiday is. Stop with the nonsense. Let's get together with family. Let's have a nice meal, and let's relax and thank each other, thank our countrymen, thank the Almighty, if wherever you are on this.
Thank each other, thank anything for what you have in
absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely. Right? I thank God. It's certainly up to you and everybody else to choose who you want to thank. But the idea is, listen, it's time for, a national kind of breath, if you want to take. Take a
exactly.
breath.
Exactly. It's just one day,
yeah.
right? Just one day.
Because we're kind of rebelling against this business now, which we believe there's a war on Thanksgiving, in that, holy smokes, we gotta run out. I gotta go, shopping. And by the way, that's after I watched three football games and said nothing to anybody but yelled at about a touchdown, I mean, come on.
It's like a hurdle. It's something that's got to be – that's in the way as we head towards Christmas.
And by the way, God forbid anybody learn how to cook a turkey. We're going to learn how to cook a turkey with the barbecue guy coming up in our third section. We'll be right back.
Little birdie.
Is that the turkey? Or is that what's that?
Do you
everything old is new again.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-939-9346. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-939-9346. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-939-9346. 1-800-939-9346.
When you're looking for a job, changing your career, or applying for a promotion, your resume is the first thing seen that represents you to a potential employer. Make sure your resume makes a clear, concise, and professional impression of who you are so you can get that job. Send your current resume to resumedoctorinc@aol.com for a free online review. You'll receive a reasonable quote to properly prepare your resume. Let us make sure you have a resume that will get you noticed. Send your resume or questions to resumedoctorinc@aol.com. That's resumedoctorinc@aol.com.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
You're listening to Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Well, Denham, the airplanes got it.
Oh, no. It wasn't the airplanes. It was beauty killed the beast.
Welcome to Back to Everything Old is New Again, the Thanksgiving edition. Douglas Viviani here with the ever-grateful David Cohen.
Yes. So what did that have to do with Thanksgiving?
That's a clip from King Kong. And before we get to the war on Thanksgiving, we're going to talk about a little bit more of that. Before we get to the barbecue guy who's knocking on the door to get in, he doesn't realize he's got to wait. We're doing some radio before he gets on the radio.
So he's going to be in a good mood.
Yeah,
I could tell.
He's kind of angry out there. But I want to go through a little of our history or personally, you know, Thanksgiving traditions that we may have, good, bad, or indifferent. And, of course, since I'm a pop culture guy, we take a look back as to where this all came from. I used to go to my grandparents for Thanksgiving. I was a little kid. And, you know, the family's there already. They're doing this stuff. I'm like eight, whatever. I'm kind of the family, but I'm not really understanding all the grandparents and uncles and everything, their conversation.
Right.
So you throw on the TV, and every year, inevitably, up to, like, 1995, King Kong was on, the original. Bizarre. That became a tradition for me, and so did the son of Kong right after that.
Believe it or not, there's a little Kong.
What? A little girl? How little?
I mean, this
a
brings
little
back...
A little girl? He was speechless.
You can't believe it.
Did you see a little Kong?
Now, we've done a show on King Kong. We've done it on dinosaurs, or Godzilla, all that. It seems to have been... This is the seed that was planted
why
back
on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Why? Do you, any reason
it
why they would...
It was played over and over. It was either that or watch March of the Wooden Soldiers with Laurel Hardy. And quite frankly, if you watch that once, that's all you can watch that.
But, I mean, what was in their minds? Like, oh, it's Thanksgiving. Let's play
right.
King Kong.
And then Son of Khan. And then
Kong.
Followed by... Mighty Joe Young.
See Mighty Joe Young as he savagely resists capture in his native Africa. See the most fantastic relationship between beast and beauty. See Mighty Joe Young, enraged by Hollywood pranksters, destroy Filmland's swankiest nightclub on the fabulous Sunset Strip.
Mighty Joe Young, mightier than King Kong.
So that was my football of the day, those three games.
The three, yeah. You know, but I think back in 1621, I read something about they might have had a gorilla sighting at the first Thanksgiving.
Probably.
Maybe that's why.
I tried to get clips. I couldn't get clips of Abe Lincoln. I couldn't get clips of George Washington with the proclamation. I don't know why. They're not on YouTube. Can't figure it out. The furthest back I can go is 1933 King Kong. So I went far back as I could go.
There you go. Good enough.
What about your experiences personally, you know, just to give a little idea of Thanksgiving?
Well,
let me just say one thing I go there. I didn't sit and watch it. It was background. It was kind of fun to see that. But we talked with family. We visited. We sat at the table for a long time. We had, you know, I'm not trying to say that I sat and watched it and drooled watching these silly movies. But it was like the background. I don't know why. But
right. My Thanksgivings would have been a lot better if we weren't all huddled, about 20 of us. In a one-bedroom apartment in Manhattan. It was my grandparents, and the heat was, you know, New York City, just so you know, New York City apartments are incredibly hot. You can't control the steam that comes through. You have to literally open the windows when it's, you know, 2 degrees outside just to get some, to cool off a little bit. So, but they kept the windows closed. So it was a hot box, and I'm sitting there, you know, like you said, you're 6 years old, so you don't know what the adults are talking about, and, you know, they give you the, hey, you have school, you know, that sort of stuff.
Right.
But otherwise, you were on your own.
Right.
So, and then somebody would complain the turkey was too dry, and I saw these people once a year. It was just on that day in this hot box. So it wasn't very enjoyable for me. But I can say that, you know, as I got older and I started hosting Thanksgiving myself, it took on a whole completely different meaning. Hopefully for my son, he's not having the same experiences
exactly.
that I'm having, but, or I used to have, but.
So. Do you have the little table for the kids, you know, for your
Thanksgiving? We used to, yeah, we had a little table, right?
I believe it or not, I've two little kids and they love the little table get away from the adults,
sure.
you know. And I actually put in, I'm a bizarre individual, I put in King Kong, I want that tradition to continue. I don't have any idea
why. Masochist, really?
Yeah, it's very bizarre. But be that as it may, there are traditions. But the reason why I also think about it with regard to pop culture, I tried to look, you know, we give clips to kind of, you know, the reason why I do the King Kong really, just for me, it brings, and I think for some listeners it will, just bring back some memories from the 70s,
sure.
80s, 60s, because it's the soundtrack of your life sometimes,
right.
these things. I can't find much in the way of pop culture at all.
Related to Thanksgiving.
that's another good point. Mike, our engineer, made a note here because he's 25. He still sits at the children's table because he hasn't earned because he got to wait for someone to pass away to get into the big table, right?
It's like giant tickets. You got to wait until somebody passes away to get New York Giant football.
That's
tickets.
A great point. Otherwise, you have to have your own. Like you got 25, it'll be just you and maybe your girlfriend and start your own thing. You know, or your wife. I don't want to. But the point is, you
that's
know,
funny.
It's some. At some point, that's what it is, but the kids enjoyed that. But there's not much. There's this little clip from WKRP in Cincinnati, if anybody remembers this show. It was kind of a funny clip.
Gentlemen, what a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plummeting to the earth from only 2,000 feet in the air. Parachutes yet. Oh my god, they're cranking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're cranking to the earth right in front of my eyes! Plane just went through the windshield of a parked car! This is terrible, and everybody's running around pushing each other? Oh my goodness! Oh, the humanity! As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
There you go, there's the punchline. It's funny, I bet that 99% of the people, unfortunately, have not seen that episode.
I'm one of them.
Or even heard of WKRP in Cincinnati. I'm just trying to show the obscurity of it. There's not a lot out there.
No, there's the obligatory, you know, Thanksgiving episode on sitcoms, which is usually pretty lame. But, yeah, other than that, not much.
Not much. I wonder what they show. You know, maybe they might show still. So King Kong in Rapid City, South Dakota.
Ah, and why do you say that?
I say that because KOTA, which is 1380 AM, have joined the Everything Old is New Again affiliate network, the Black Hills News Talk Station, 5,000 watts strong. This is a tremendous station. We're extraordinarily happy to be on this station, which began on the airwaves around Thanksgiving in 1936 on November 26th.
Wow,
which I
that's
think
cool.
may have been Thanksgiving. And actually was a Thanksgiving present to Western South Dakota by the owners. Black Hills Broadcasting. How about that?
That's really cool, actually. Very coincidental. Yeah, we're happy to have them. Every time I hear Black Hills, I think of, you know, Rocky Raccoon, the Beatles song, the Black Miner Hills of South Dakota. So, yeah, definitely. Welcome, Rapid City.
Absolutely. Every Saturday night, every Saturday morning at 11 a.m., so right before, you know, you get ready to cook your turkey and so forth. You listen to us. Barbecue Guy will be here soon to give you a little hint as to how he thinks you should cook a turkey. Before we get to that, let's listen to a little something, one movie that is in our pop culture that is accepted as a Thanksgiving-themed movie. Planes, Trains,
and
Automobiles.
Didn't you notice on the plane when you started talking, eventually I started reading the vomit bag? Didn't that give you some sort of clue like, hey, maybe this guy's not enjoying it? You know, everything is not an anecdote. You have to discriminate. You choose things that are funny or mildly amusing or interesting. You're a miracle. Your stories have none of that. They're not even amusing accidentally.
I have that voice in the back of my head every time we get on the radio. I make sure that Steve Martin is not yelling at me that way. But I think it's brilliant the way John Candy, and I think he's so underrated as an actor. I was
underrated.
He's passed away. But, I mean, what a tremendous comeback, acting-wise. Of course, it was written for him. But the facial expression and what he did with the response was beautiful.
Yeah, you're right. I talk too much. I also listen too much. I could be a cold-hearted cynic like you, but I don't like to hurt people's feelings. Well, you think what you want about me. I'm not changing. I like me. My wife likes me, because I'm the real article. What you see is what you get.
Now, if you haven't seen that movie, that is a fellow, two people really, Steve Martin and John Candy, cross paths on their travel on the way from wherever they are to get home for Thanksgiving.
Right.
And I remember being in college, and that time of year was always, you know, to travel back from college, you're traveling back usually the day before, which is the most traveled day, isn't it, in the country, I think, the day before Thanksgiving?
Believe it or not, it's the day of, but
okay,
yeah.
But, you know, all right, the second most traveled
second
day.
Second most
I'm
traveled
I'm saying about,
day.
You know, the traveling to get home and airplanes and all that, even, you know, driving in the car, and it was special. We'll be back.
Flames now, and the flame is rising to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast.
Referencing the turkeys.
All the humanity, all the passengers screaming around it.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-572-9742. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month, with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-572-9742. 1-800-572-9742. 1-800-572-9742.
This show is sponsored by the Law Office of Douglas Viviani. Douglas Viviani has been providing quality legal services for over 26 years. We are a general practice firm and can handle any legal matter you may have for a reasonable fee. If you were involved in a car accident, starting a business, planning your estate, or need of a criminal attorney, please call 631-681-1910 or email us at vivianilaw@aol.com. Get the justice you deserve. Contact the Law Office of Douglas Viviani.
If you want to register your own .com and are looking for a responsible, sustainable, high-quality domain name registrar, then look at Pernick.com. Pernick includes a ton of value-added services like a parking page, Whois, privacy, dynamic DNS, and much more with every domain name registration at no extra cost. Not many companies can say that. So give Pernick.com a try today. Pairnic.com.
Now, back to America's entertainment pop culture talk show, Everything Old is New Again, with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
You know I can't cook.
We're talking about Thanksgiving, and I personally struggle with the turkey every year, so this was my idea, not Doug's idea, to bring back one of our favorite guests, Barbecue Guy.
I'm back.
Welcome.
Thank you. I don't know why you made me wait so freaking, I'm banging on this door. You guys are talking.
Nice.
Why can't I get on this show?
Well,
I hosted the show a couple of weeks back. All of a sudden, I can't, the door's locked.
Now you know how I feel. But listen, we're really happy to have you back. It's really timely. So I'm trying to do a turkey every year. I'm doing it the same way. I'm getting bored. I need some new ideas, and I thought of bringing you out here so that you can help enlighten me on how to get the turkey done on Thanksgiving in an efficient and delicious way.
I have the ideas. I know what I'm talking about. Trust me on this. My point is this, though. I'm not using the barbecue. I don't know why you call me Barbecue Guy. I got a name, whatever. You want to say you got to promote it. I know it's a big favorite of everybody. Fine. The point is, Barbecue Guy's not doing a barbecue.
Right. Well, Thanksgiving, it makes sense.
All right. Let's start with that, please. Now, put the tongs away. What you need to do first, you're going to get yourself a turkey. Everybody gets a turkey. They don't get all this nonsense. Everybody, you got to get a fresh turkey. Get a fresh turkey. Who's buying a fresh turkey?
No fresh turkey?
They're all frozen. You're telling me you're buying a fresh turkey? Every turkey you buy is frozen.
Right. Okay.
It's
right.
frozen
okay.
fresh, but right. they're frozen.
Frozen fresh.
Yeah, they're frozen fresh. So what you need to do is you need to thaw.
It's an actual thing. You're right.
It is.
You're right. Okay.
You need to, it's nonsense. You need to thaw the turkey.
Thought.
Think about this 2 days ahead of time, please. Think about it 2 days
ahead of time.
You got to put it in your mind 2 days ahead of time. I got to thaw this turkey. You wake up Thanksgiving morning, the turkey's not thawed. You got to wait about 6-8 hours to thaw that turkey.
You got some serious problems. You're not thawing your turkey. All right, so
sound like
2 days
my daughter.
Out.
I don't know why you're making fun of me. I don't know. You invite me over here to make fun of you. Don't let me in. All of a sudden, I got problems.
Apologies.
Here.
Apologies.
Listen, what you're going to do, keep it in the original wrapping. Don't take it out. There's going to be a lot of bacteria if you defrost it, and you take it out of the wrapping.
Okay.
Put it either in, I guess what you could do is put it in, like you got like one of these
you
coolers.
Come on.
I know what you do. What I do, I have a big refrigerator. I'm thinking about you. You probably don't have a refrigerator. You're in New York City, you get a little ice box, all right? Whatever, all right. So put it in the ice box.
Okay.
You don't want to keep it out. Put it in the night before. Put it into the ice box.
Okay.
I'll relate to you that way. I picture you living in a place like the Honeymooners. So, okay. Put it into the ice box. Now, once it's defrosted, if you got a problem, what you can do is 6-8 hours, you put it in a cooler with water. No ice. You're defrosting it. Stop already. A cooler with water.
All right.
The cooler in, a place where if it leaks or whatever, you're okay. So I suggest you put it into a bathtub. Sounds bizarre.
You put your turkey in a bathtub.
No, I put the turkey in the cooler with the water, and the cooler goes into the bathtub.
Got it.
All right?
Okay.
Feed the kids before you do that, please. You can't feed around the... Now.
Can't kill two birds with one stone. You like that pun? All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
Everybody's making fun. All right. Fine. Listen. Next. The turkey's defrosted. You use that same cooler. You're going to brine this turkey.
Brine it?
You've got to brine the turkey, otherwise it's going to be... dry.
So what's brine?
Nobody likes dry meat. I don't care what anybody says. My wife, everybody I gotta have the breast. I gotta have the breast. The turkey, it gives you the breast, which is the white meat, of course, and it gives you the thigh and the leg, which is the dark meat. The dark meat's better. I got news for you. Anyway. You don't want the breast meat to be too dry.
That's why the little kids
get turned off by it. And they got to make chicken salad with the mayo.
He's not listening to me anymore.
Yeah, yeah, right, whatever. Yeah, you got to brine it. So now, you got to brine it because what happens is, with the brine, you're adding flavor and juice to your turkey.
So what's in the brine?
Okay, I'll tell you. Write this down, everybody. Get a pen and piece of paper, please. Get your iPad out. Start writing. Do whatever you got to do. That Samsung's got a new phone with a pen on it. Whatever. Pull it out. I'll give you a couple seconds. 1 gallon of vegetable broth. Come on.
Wow,
it's easy.
Gallon.
1 gallon. 1 cup of kosher salt. Don't use the regular table salt, please.
The kosher salt absorbs the liquid better.
I don't know what that means. You want to put kosher salt in the broth. I don't know what I'm absorbing. What am I absorbing? It'll dissolve. Is that what you're saying? It'll dissolve better? Yes, correct. Now, 1/4 cup brown sugar. Very important.
That's good.
Half a teaspoon of crystal ginger. Don't tell me you can't find it. Go to any place. Go to your spices. You'll look. You overlook it all the time.
What's it called? Crystal ginger. Crystal ginger.
Terrific. Half a tablespoon. You got me all screwed up. Of allspice berries. Okay. Now, if you don't know those last two elements, you don't have to have them. That's fine. If you can find crystal ginger and allspice berries, it's going to add a beautiful flavor because what's going to happen is this turkey is going to sit. And it's going to sit there for a long time. And the water is going to go in and out of that turkey with these spices. And trust me, you want to add spices, not just water, to your turkey.
Right.
The night before you cook, you put it into a Ziploc I talked about, or you put it into a cooler in your bathtub, and you let it go the night before. But what you want to do is you want to add to the brine 1 gallon of iced water as well. So you got the 1 gallon of vegetable broth, those ingredients, and 1 gallon of ice water. Keeps the bacteria away.
Ah.
Okay? Take the turkey out of the packaging. By the way, you know the giblets. You have an idea what a giblet is?
How long do you... I know what a giblet is.
What's a giblet?
It's the stuff inside the turkey you don't want to eat.
Take it out, please. Now.
Well, how long were you supposed to leave it
overnight.
Okay.
Now.
So you wake up the next morning, take it out, take the giblets out. right?
Are correct,
speed?
Correct.
Okay.
All right, now we're going to do a little better than this guy here. I got news for you, that's for sure.
Turkey? Yeah, but believe me, the frozen is just as good as the real.
Absolutely not. You're not eating that frozen turkey, Broadway Danny Jones, whatever the guy's name is.
You came with your own clips today.
I came with my own clips.
Wow.
I'm cutting it off, too. I don't have the time for this. Nonsense. Listen, Broadway Danny Rose, right? What you want to do, stop with the turkey, the stuffing in the turkey.
Really?
You're going to cause a lot of problems. Someone's going to get sick. There's a bacteria festival in there. You want to do nothing with the turkey inside except rosemary, sage, water. I should say this. Rosemary and sage in water, in the microwave, half an onion with red apple. Cut it up. Put it in the microwave for a couple of minutes. Make it nice and soft. You pour that ingredient into the turkey, and you got your rosemary and sage in the cavity. That's it. Stop with the stuffing. You're going to cause problems.
Wow.
Use some stovetop stuffing, please. Enough already.
Just
everybody with
separate.
Their stuffing. Get some pinoli beans and put it into the stovetop. It's enough with the stuffing. The stovetop stuffing is tremendous. Please. Come on. So, now, what you're going to do is you're going to start the oven at 500 degrees.
500.
Throw it in there for a half an hour. Put the legs in
first.
You've got
to cook longer than half
Trust
an hour.
Trust me on this, because what you're going to do with the 500
degrees. Wait, well, hold on. Put the legs in first?
Legs in first. We're running out of time. I'll put the legs in first. You know what? I'll tell you why.
Go.
You're putting it in first, legs first, because in the deeper part of the oven is hotter, and the dark meat can accept the hotter meat, because the hotter heat, because the dark meat has to cook longer.
Oh.
So what you're doing is you put it in for 500 degrees. You know why? You just want to brown that skin. After a half hour, you turn that down to 350. Okay?
Right.
And what you're going to do is you're going to take tinfoil, make a triangle of the tinfoil.
Right.
Put the tinfoil over the breast.
Wow.
Okay? That's going to make the breast cook slower at the same temperature. You put it back in at 350. The breast is cooking slower. So, and the legs, because the legs need more cooking time.
Right.
Now you're green light. You put a thermometer in there. A real thermometer, please. Not the one that's popping up from the turkey. A real thermometer, you put it in by the breast. When it reaches, stop all this nonsense. 9 minutes of pound, 3 minutes of pound. You put it in there till it's 161 degrees, and you're done. Thank you. You didn't think I could get it done? I got it done.
That's impressive.
You going to be okay?
Yeah, I think so. It sounds really good.
All right. Well, I didn't get it done, actually, but we'll...
Is there more?
Come back. That's it.
You just take it out of the oven and... Maybe not.
We'll be back.
Taking over the show.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-593-5727. That's 1-800-593-5727.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-593-5727. That's 1-800-593-5727.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too. Which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now. 1-800-936-9687. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-936-9687. Hurry while supplies last. 1-800-936-9687. That's 1-800-936-9687.
You're listening to Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Hey everybody, Billy Gardell here from CBS's Mike and Molly. Hope you're getting ready for a big holiday feast. This is the most important home game we eat at my house all year long. I love this day. All right, now we want to give you a couple tips to get through the day today. Number one, make sure you don't wear pants with a button. You want to wear a drawstring, especially if you're at home. You can be comfortable. You're going to go in and out. You don't want to gas out too soon. Number two, I prefer wearing a hoodie. Why? You can keep track at a remote. Last thing you want is to sit down for kickoff and somebody's turned on some design show, ruin your entire holiday. And number three, and most important, when you're at that dinner table, get your business done, get back up, get ready for the game. You don't want to get sucked into that cleanup.
Welcome back to Everything Old is New Again. I had to wrestle the microphone from that barbecue guy. P.S. That clip sounds like my guy.
It does, actually. I thought he was still here.
he's a mess, that guy, but his recipes are right on. I'm telling you.
Yeah, and did I told him to talk to you about getting the recipes up on the website.
Not doing that.
Really?
I don't have the time to do that nonsense. Listen to the show and get the recipe, please. No, I will. I'll try. I'll get a little influence from this guy. He's bothering me a little bit. That's funny clip, okay? That was in 2011. That was the guy from Mike and Molly, and it was funny. And it goes on. It's even more than that. And they, you know, kind of show, like, you know, how Thanksgiving can be a football game kind of a thing, and he's the coach and whatever. That's fun. It's funny. I'm not trying to be an ogre here. But Thanksgiving is not just about football, and it seems to have become about shopping and about football. So I want to explore that a little bit. We're not anti-football. I'm anti-coming to someone's house, and it's 5-1, and I've got to get my, you know, my eggnog or whatever my drink, and sit down, or my beer probably, sit down and watch a football game from 1 o'clock to 4. And then, by the way, when the football game's over at 4 o'clock, I'm putting on the other one from 4 to 8. And by the way, when that one's over, I got another one from 8 to 12. Come on, right? As background, totally okay. Understand it. The way it's presented now, and with that, and of course they're trying to sell the game, but with that presentation, let's skip through the meal. You hear them at the end? Let's skip through the meal to get to this game.
Right.
What do you think?
Or skip through the meal to go shopping so you can get something for Christmas. Why sit through this family meal of food prepared by someone who took hours to prepare it for you when you could just run out and get some big screen TV for 20% off?
Right. Like, you don't think that whatever it is going to exist, you know, Black Friday or 13 Fridays from now, whenever. It doesn't matter. You know, like, this stuff is going to be there. These retailers want to sell you stuff. All of a sudden, there's the only day on the planet there's a sale. I don't get it.
Is the barbecue guy back?
It sounded like it a little bit. I just had that flash.
I thought he came back in for a minute.
He's very influential, that guy.
Look, my take on it, on this whole thing is, look, you know, the Best Buys of the world, you know, the Walmarts, they're going to do what they need to do. If they see people showing up at the store Thanksgiving Day morning, they're going to open up and they're going to sell you stuff. I think it's incumbent on people to just, you know, take the day and just be thankful for what you have in life. If that's the only day of the year that you do it, that's better than nothing.
Right, and it should be more. Absolutely. You should even do it every Sunday, every whatever. You know, you really should be thankful all the time. I mean, the idea, I have children, I say should and all that. I can't get out of that mode, but to try to teach them. But the
here's
idea
a
is,
day that for most people, not now, a lot of people do have to work on Thanksgiving. I understand that. But for most people, it is a day that's set aside just to do that.
And it's enough already with the commercialism. But I should say this. That's coming from the need. It's rather clear that if no one went on Thanksgiving Eve or Thanksgiving night, no place would be open.
Exactly.
Come on
exactly.
with the nonsense. PC Richard, a local place here in New York, I'm not sure if they're anywhere else, I think gets the idea a little bit here. I'll take a look
at PC Richard and Son, we believe Thanksgiving should be spent at home. So you won't have to wait in line and fight over limited quantity items. If we advertise it, it's available all day Friday. Guaranteed. PC Richard and Son. Your home for the holidays, not your holiday meal.
Oh, sorry, not your holiday meal. You get it? In other words, you know, you're not running here and having your meal here. You're not, you know, running through your meal so you can get here. Of course, there are people who have to work the next day, but a lot of people have to work the next day, you know.
Right.
But they're at least trying to present to themselves what is a reflection of what we're saying.
Yeah.
So let's get back to the fun. I know you have a quiz. You've been trying to quiz me on,
I
think it's a good idea.
Fun facts about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Fun facts. So, I came up with a few multiple choice questions. There's the real answer and there's some I made up.
Okay.
So let me just throw it at you, all right? Okay. The first balloon ever in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was which of the following? Mickey Mouse, Felix the Cat, Snoopy, or Winnie the Pooh?
Felix the Cat.
You're right.
Of course I am. Next.
Wow.
Sound like right. Barbecue guy.
Thanksgiving inspired which food-related tradition that still continues today, okay? The turkey burger, sweet potato fries, frozen dinners, or airline air sick bags?
Oh, man, that's impossible. I'm going to say airline air sick bags.
No. Wasn't that cool? I made that up.
No,
actually, it's frozen dinners. So Swanson, it's a cool story. Swanson.
Interesting. Like what
used to make
grows.
Yeah, so Swanson made all these frozen turkeys one year. They made too many. They had a lot left over in inventory. So some marketing genius said, let's cut it up. We'll put it into a little serving, make some sides with it, and sell it frozen like that to people.
That's tremendous. All right, that's a good one. You got one more?
All right, one more. The first football game ever played on Thanksgiving was which of the following? 1870, Detroit Maroons versus the Baltimore Orioles. 1876, Yale versus Princeton. 1934, Detroit Lions, Chicago Bears. 1966, Detroit Lions, Chicago
Bears.
Jeez,
I don't know. I'm going to say 66.
You are wrong. I'm sorry. The first game was actually 1876, Yale versus Princeton.
Interesting. Why did they start that up? What was that?
They thought it was a good idea, and it became a tradition, a football tradition, and they were the first ones just to, you know, come up with that. And the NFL followed much later.
All right. I like it. That's a great quiz. Right. I'm glad to see you get involved with the history. That's what Everything Old is New Again about.
Yeah, I'm coming over to your side.
There you go. We're going to start those arguments you love to have, looking at the history of Thanksgiving. Now, let's take a look at Jimmy Fallon. He does these like tweets.
Yeah.
Tweets. He has like three quick tweets here that are kind of funny. Going back to the idea of family. If you rush to the store, if you just watch football, you'd have no interest in listening to this, and you wouldn't have the experience of these people, which is so funny.
Now I thought I'd share some of my favorite Thanksgiving fail tweets. One year my mom dropped the turkey on the floor while taking it out of the oven, looked up at me and said, "Tell no one." One year my grandma showed up to Thanksgiving with everyone's Christmas presents and we all just went with it. When I was six, I sat on the pumpkin pie on the way to grandma's. My mom covered it in Cool Whip and served it anyway.
Yeah. Oh, it's still warm.
Oh, it's the best pie I ever ate.
My girlfriend told me to dress up for her family's Thanksgiving dinner, so I showed up dressed as a pilgrim. She meant wear something nice.
That's great stuff. Let's listen to a little bit about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles ending. That gives us a little flavor for the holiday.
Daddy!
Bill Griffith, I want you to meet my father-in-law, Walt.
My mother-in-law, Peg.
Hi.
My mother, Joy.
Well, my dad, Mark.
And I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
Well, Mr. Griffith.
Well, Mrs. Page.
There we go. And that's, if you've seen that movie, you know, a gentleman, John Candy, has no family anymore, has all these trials and tribulations with his travel buddy inadvertently, and is invited over for the Thanksgiving meal. And you could just see the way John Candy acted that, his smile, his presentation of this character. It could be every man. It could be anyone that's had loss. And you know what? Now we've got a day that he's going to, you know, kind of enjoy new family, new friends. And he's, it's heartwarming. And let's face it, again, family, friends, fun. Jimmy Fallon's presenting some fun, ideas of what happened. Those are memories. Those are real memories that he presented, real tweets from people of what happened to them on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. So, you know, to me, it's all about just, again, this whole war on Thanksgiving theme. You know, just be thankful for what you have and don't be impatient to go out and get stuff that you don't have. That's really what it comes down to for one day.
That's a great way to put it. Absolutely perfect. You know,
am I sounding like the barbecue guy there?
Stay home. You gotta enjoy the day.
No. That sounds like the barbecue guy in about like 30 years. I would think. No, when he's a little tired.
75-year-old barbecue guy.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, thanks for listening to Everything Old is New Again. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy it. Put a smile on someone's face. Tell them the Thanksgiving dinner was terrific, even if it wasn't. If they listen to Bobby Good Guy, it will be. Everything Old is New Again.
This message is for home intruders.
The cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property. Criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for one full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-658-9765. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-658-9765. That's 1-800-658-9765.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.